720 WGN, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It is such a difficult decision when a loved one, especially a parent, needs care outside of the home. So you turn to what you think is a responsible facility that can help them, take care of them, treat them with kindness and dignity, and of all things, make sure that they get the medical attention that they need. That did not happen for Barbara Moss. Barbara is with us. Barbara, thanks for joining us on the show. It was your mom, Norma, who was in the nursing home, right?
That's correct.
And it was at
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I can't imagine how difficult it is. So let me just tell you my sincerest condolences. What a horrible thing to have to experience. And I can't even imagine what your mom went through, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was horrible.
Yeah, I bet. So a Cook County jury delivered a $3 million verdict against this suburban Chicago nursing care facility. It's Alden Courts in Aurora, correct?
That's correct. Yes,
and I know your lawyer, we should join Madison Kogan in here as well. Hey, Madison, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having us.
So is this cut and dry then? The verdict's been delivered, Madison, and she'll receive the money, or where does it stand now?
It has. So the jury came back last week, Lisa. It's a $3 million verdict. Obviously, there is still time for post-trial motions and for appeals. But as it stands now, the $3 million verdict does stand.
And Barbara, I'm sure you don't even care about that because all you want is your mom back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally get it. So your mom's 76 years old. She goes in to receive long-term care for COPD. Then when she entered, she was put on hospice due to end-stage COPD, and her doctor has prescribed hydromorphone, what drug is that, Madison?
So it's hydromorphone. It's also known as Dilaudid.
Oh.
It's a type of opioid, so it's a pain medication.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I ended up in Northwestern one time very ill, and they put me on that, and you are out of this world. Like, you are not aware of what is going on. So from October to December 2019, a nurse administered the incorrect dosage of this drug multiple times, and then she worked the night shift between December 14th and December 15th in 2019, and she administered 10 times the prescribed dose, and Norma died of a narcotic overdose in a nursing facility. They're supposed to be taking care of her. Now, when I read what that nurse wrote, my heart kind of hurt for her, too. Like, this wasn't intentional, and it kind of came down to the fact that she didn't have correct syringes. Is that accurate, Madison?
Yeah, so that's essentially what happened, Lisa. We named the nursing home as well as the management company for improper training. It also includes, failure to have proper supplies. So that is what happened. Essentially, there wasn't a syringe available, according to the nurse. So she was pouring the medication into a medication cup and was getting the dosage wrong. And she was giving, unfortunately, 10 times the dose, like you said. So over the course of 2 days, Norma was supposed to be getting 1.5 milliliters of the medication and instead got 15.
And the whole time she couldn't get the supplies that she needed, so she was kind of playing a guessing game with what can be obviously a very deadly drug. So, Barbara, you got the money, you won the lawsuit, but you want to share your story because?
I think that it's very important that my mom's story is told and heard as an honor to her, as well as to make sure that someone else does not suffer the same fate. It's very important that the nursing homes follow their procedures and that they are looking out for their patients. They're not just a number. It's in my mom's honor, it's very important that her story be told because this should never have happened to anyone.
That's why I wanted to give you a space to share your story today because it's a great concern to any of us who have loved ones in nursing homes. And there's just so much work that needs to be done to bring them up to date and to make sure their staff is trained and equipped. And Madison, if you Google Alden Courts of Waterford, LLC, it's lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. This is not an individual or rare case, is it?
It's not, unfortunately. And, you know, we see this in so many of the nursing homes throughout the state. You know, like you said, it's lawsuit after lawsuit, and we can just, you know, only hope that every time we file these suits, you know, something gets through to them and changes are made. And that includes, you know, down in Springfield, we need more legislation. We need more, you know, protection for the elderly people in our communities.
The most vulnerable, mm-hmm. the people who have contributed the most and deserve proper care. So, Madison, is anything changing? I mean, along with the punitive fine, the $3 million, was there anything else that said, hey, you, because you lost this lawsuit, have to do A, B, and C to make sure that the rest of your patients get the proper care?
Sure. So the lawsuit in nature, the $3 million, was actually not punitive. That was just compensatory, just, you know, essentially making the family whole for what they had gone through and what they lost and what Norma went through. The only other really, you know, source we have is the Illinois Department of Public Health. So when these things happen in nursing homes, when there are allegations of abuse and neglect, I encourage everyone, if, you know, a loved one or yourself, you believe someone has been the victim of abuse or neglect in a nursing home, contact the Illinois Department of Public Health. Because they will go in and investigate, and they can actually issue fines to the facility and cite them for these types of things. Because in, you know, the civil system here, again, we can only make the person whole. We can only get compensatory damages. Whereas, you know, the Illinois Department of Public Health can go in and do their own investigation and cite them. And those citations are also public. And I think that's important, too, for people to look into.
And was there ever a time, Barb, that you felt there was neglect or that she wasn't getting the service she needed?
Not until the end, honestly. You know, when we had that fatal overdose, there was, I was there on a regular basis. I kept an eye on her. You know, I came in at different times during the week, did different things. I was very involved with her care. But that just shows you that's all it takes is one thing to be overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
One procedure not followed, and it's disastrous.
And was there any explanation why they don't have the proper equipment, like something is you know, like syringes?
Unfortunately, that question was never answered.
That's tragic. That is absolutely tragic. Well, Madison, good job, you know, for number one, filing the lawsuit, getting the lawsuit, you know, to turn into a win. For Barb, I know it doesn't mean much for you, Barb. You'd rather have your mom back. But I'm glad you shared your story today because I think so many people have loved ones in nursing facilities. And yeah, you go in and you check and you think everything's okay, but you really don't know about the qualifications or the training or the supplies that are needed to take care of those patients. So again, my condolences. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
That's Barb Moss and her lawyer, Madison Kogan. Make sure you check in on your loved ones in those facilities. It's always a tough spot to be in, and there's many good people that work in those facilities, but there are also people that are stressed, not being paid enough, and certainly not trained to do what they should be doing. All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, Tom Appel, we are talking cars. What are your rights if you buy a car? And you know, it's basically a lemon. And then David Hochberg, your blood pressure won't rise, but his will. He'll be in the studio after 3 o'clock. That's all after Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.